Hello, everybody. BC Mike Wendlandt here with my daily audio blue. And, my daily audio boo today is the first one in over a week. I've been up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula on a wilderness vacation. No internet up there. Absolutely none. That's because I use AT&T in the iPhone, and AT&T, it's just unbelievable how bad it was. My wife had a Verizon phone. Solid internet. Solid data. But of course, on the Verizon phone, they didn't have the audio boo, and I couldn't use it to really update the website or anything. But man, no wonder Apple is desperately trying to find someone else other than AT&T. Probably Verizon, we hope, after the first of the year. Hey, in the news today, that is really interesting. Did you catch the story? It's on the PC Mike website, but Kindle sales, Amazon sales of books, is outpacing Apple's iBooks by 60-1. That's what market share is all about. Everybody knows about Kindle and Amazon, but that Kindle app for the iPhone and for the iPad, it's amazing. I did use my iPad on that vacation. I read 4 books last week, all on my Kindle. It makes it so simple. The big frustrating part was because I had no AT&T signal and no Wi-Fi around up there. I couldn't order any new books, but anyway, it shows you how popular ebooks are. Kindle books, though, doing a lot better than Apple's iBooks. You get tired of those social games that you see on Facebook. Also, a story on the PC Mike website today. It's no secret here that these social games are hot and potentially pretty lucrative. They now estimate that those casual social network Facebook games that I find very irritating that people keep posting, but nevertheless, there's a lot of them. Guess how many? 60 million users. The web research firm NPD Group, one out of every 5 Americans over the age of 6 has played those games. That's how incredibly popular they are. That's the audio boo report for today. There's a lot of breaking tech news that you'll find all week long and today as well at PCMike.com. Please head there and check it all out. Also, don't forget to sign up for our PC Mike newsletter. We send out a newsletter the first of every month with lots of inside information, stuff that shows you some of the technology trends to look for. Also, some handy tips on how to optimize your computers, be it Mac or PC, and cool new things that I just don't have time to get in the NBC reports or on the blog. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you later. And remember, if it works and if you can afford it, well, that's already obsolete technology.